Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin, Daf Zion, Sanhedrin 7. Back on Daf Rav, the Gemara told us that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that a judge should not force the litigants to compromise in front of him. And the reason why they shouldn't is because he says compromise is not the role of a judge. And one who does this, he says, is fulfilling the verse from Psalms chapter 10, verse 3, Botzeah Beirech Nietz Hashem, basically understanding the word Botzeah to be like the word Bitzua, which means compromise. And so he says one who blesses somebody who forces people to compromise is actually doing something that is repulsive to God. And the Gemara, even though Rabbi Eliezer is of this position, the Gemara cites several other opinions that argue with Rabbi Eliezer and say that actually a judge should encourage compromise. So on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites another interpretation of that verse, Botzeah Beirech Nietz Hashem, and that is the interpretation of Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, who relates this verse, Botzeah Beirech Nietz Hashem, to the actions of Aaron, when it came to the golden calf, where he compromised and he helped the children of Israel build a golden calf. So, what verses are we referring to? It states in our Gemara that Lo Nemar Mikra Zeh, that this verse of Botzeah Beirech Nietz Hashem was only said with respect to the building of the golden calf, the action having to do with the golden calf, as it states in Exodus 32, verse 5, Vayar Aaron, and Aaron saw, Vayivem Mizbeach Lefanav, and he built an altar. So what did he see? So Binyamin Bar Yefet says, in the name of Rebbe Lazar, he saw that Hur, who was the son of Miriam, was Zavuach Lefanav, who had been slaughtered in front of him, and he had been killed. And he had been killed because he resisted the request to worship a golden calf that the children of Israel brought to him. And he said to himself, if I'm not going to listen to them, then they're going to do to me just like they did to Hur, and then they're going to fulfill for me the words of the verse from Echa, chapter 2, verse 20, Im ye'erag b'mikdash Hashem kohen v'nevi, that there will be killed in the temple of God a kohen, and I am the kohen, and Navi, a prophet, on the same day, and that is Hur. And he says, if they do that, lo havilu takanto lo'olam, there will be no way to fix such a tremendous sin. Mutav du avdu ego, it's better that I'll make the golden calf, because if I make the golden calf, then it's still possible. Efshar havilu takanta b'tshuva, that if I make the golden calf for them, they can repent for the golden calf, but they will not be able to repent for the sin of killing a kohen and a navi on the same day. And so, therefore, Aaron, he sought to make a compromise and to try to bring peace. And so about this, the Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai applies this verse about do not bless Aaron for his actions of compromise, because he really was doing something bad. And what was he doing bad? Which was, he helped them worship the golden calf. And so therefore, in general, Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai would say that a judge should make compromise with the litigants, but in this case, he said Aaron did something wrong. So how do we understand, how do we have this action of all this background story on the basis of these verses? It seems like this narrative, at first glance, was made out of thin air. But the Rishonim explained that actually it's all based upon the reading of the verses. Because Rashi explains that the word Vayiven Mizbech Lefanav, that the word Vayiven, which means to build, Rashi says it comes from Haven Min HaZavuach Lefanav. He understood from the one who was slaughtered in front of him. And so he understood from the fact that Hur was killed. And what does it mean, Vayar, that Aaron saw? It doesn't mean that he saw, but it comes along the commentaries and explained, it comes from Vayira, that Aaron was very afraid. That's what happened. Aaron was trembling. And why do we think Hur was killed? There's no verse in the Torah that actually states Hur was killed. So where does this come from, that Hur was killed? Well, it comes from the fact that when they went up the mountain, Moshe said in chapter 24, verse 14, he says, I'm going up the mountain. If you have a hard question, hine Aaron or Hur, mid bal dvarim. If there's anybody who has a question, bring it to Aaron and Hur. However, when he comes down the mountain, there's no mention of Hur, and there's only Aaron. And so therefore, we assume that something must have happened to Aaron. Now, why do we say that such a sin that there would not be possible to atone for this sin of having killed a Kohen and a Navi on the same day? Why would we think that that's something that there's no teshuva for? So the commentaries here explain that because there's a special aspect in the Torah of listening specifically to the Kohen and to the Navi, because it states in Deuteronomy 17, verse 9, Uvata el ha-Kohanim, that you shall come to the priests that, who are in those days, v'darashta v'gidu l'cha estevar mishpat. So specifically we're told to listen to the Kohanim, and also we're told specifically to the words of the prophet, because it states in the verse, whoever will not listen, so that basically the verse states that anybody who will not listen to my prophet is doing something that is terrible. So specifically we see that there's an obligation to listen to the Kohen and the Navi. And in fact we're told that one of the sins is that the blood of the Kohanim were boiling when they came into the temple from the murder of the Kohanim. And so we see from here, and there's a special obligation to listen to the Kohanim and to the Nevi'im. But we also see something else that's very powerful, that Aaron and Hur represent two extremes. Aaron represented trying to make peace, and Hur represented trying to resist. And somebody who would kill both of them represents a total rejection of the sides of our community that are searching for peace, and the sides that are searching to be strong and resist any attempts to make peace. We're told, however, that when Moshe lifted up his arms when he was standing on the mountain, when the Jewish people were fighting against Amalek, Aaron v'Hur tamchu biyadav, that Aaron and Hur held up his hands. And so we see that in order for our people to be strong, we need voices of peace and voices of total resistance to any peace, both coming together as a community and in some way finding some mediation and some way to find the proper path from the two extremes on either side.